a kais, he drinks to get shikha.
Rashi, oyev shikhris, he likes to get shikha drunk. Is aroyas kulan daimus alof kemesher. He'll go and do all type of erba, have zmus with an isha, and he'll think he's doing the right thing. V'chadama kolanois neina v'koisoi. Somebody puts his eyes into his kaisim as he wants to become rich, is kolaylam kulay daimalov kemesher. He thinks as if everything else belongs to him. Says Rashi, momen acherim daimalai heter. Once he has the tiber to get money, he automatically thinks that all the money belongs to him, and money that belongs to somebody else, it belongs to me also. He has a right to take it. He'll come to steal. Right, the Pasuk in Mishlei says, Dago b'leiv ish yashchenem. The person has a lot of worries, is yashchenem will bring him low. It'll make him humble. Is Rabbah mi'rabasi. Chadoma yashchenem idaitoi. Yashchenem idaitoi means he should forget about it, like, take it away from his mind. Forget about the worries. V'chadomar yashchenu v'yacherim. Talk it over with other people. And Rashi says, Shem yasu eitzah. Maybe they'll give you good eitzah. So if you have worries, talk over your worries with somebody else. Maybe it'll help you out. Right, the Pasuk Mishayel says, V'nochosh ofas lachmai. He says, snake, after his klolo, what does he eat? What's his bread? The dust. The dust is the nochosh's food. That was his klolo. Even if a snake goes to eat any good food in the world, all he tastes is just the taste of dirt. Even if he has the best child in the world, he doesn't feel good until he eats dust. That was his klola. The Nachash's klola was, all he needs is only dust. So interesting. So the famous kasha that Balaam Musol asked is, what was the klola then? What Hashem gave the offer klola? Pufaket, he's the best guy in the world. He has none to worry about. No matter what he eat, any food doesn't mean anything to him. All he needs is just dirt. And dirt, no matter where you go, you find dirt. So the Nachash doesn't have to worry about food now. He has food wherever he goes, he has food. And what was the klola? Faket, he's better off now. If he has to have good food, he has to work for it till you get it. But a klola, if you can eat dust, that's the best thing. You don't have to worry about the panosim. So Balaam Musol always say the vote is that it's a tremendous bracha to realize we have to come on to Hashem. We realize food, we have to get food, we have to work to get the food. We have to come on that Hashem should give us the food. That's an Indian, we're close to Hashem. Mashenka, the worst thing is if Hashem throws you away from him and says, I don't want to have anything to do with you anymore. You take care of yourself, don't come on to me. That's the biggest klola. That's what Hashem told the Nachash. Go away from me, I'm not going to feed you anymore. Go take the dirt that's there and just eat the dirt. That was the klola that Hashem threw away the Nachash from him. He doesn't have to come on to Hashem. Tanya, Omer Rabbi Yosi, Bo v'rosh, like Kiminas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Midas Vos V'Adam. Hashem doesn't have the Midas like we have. Midas Vos V'Adam, a normal person does, is Maknet Des Chaveroi, if somebody chapters you, somebody gets you, somebody does something bad to you, is you want to take revenge on him, and you're a Dima L'Chayiv, your mom is doing everything you could to ruin that guy now. Rashi, L'chol Dova, Shuyachol Aknito L'Asidoi Hu Yerid. Anything you could take revenge and get angry at that guy and do something bad to him, you can want to do. Avla Kodesh Baruch Hu Ein Hakein. Chilo Les HaNochesh. He gave the clothes to the Nochesh. The Nochesh did something bad to Hashem. He told Chava to eat from the Eitz Hadas. Is still, Kodesh Baruch Hu wasn't so bad to him. Oilo Legag Mizmeis Avimai. Like we just said, all Hashem said was, I don't want to have anything to do with you anymore. You take care of yourself. As if to say, all the food is there, don't come on to me. But in a way, it's pretty good. Olu Lagag, the snake goes on top of the Gag, was nice of Imai. He has dust there, has dirt there. Yorud Lamat, he goes down to the ground, was nice of Imai. Mamish is not so gefelich, it's not so gefelich. So you see, Hashem is not Yorud Imai Lechayev. Kilo less Canaan, because Brock gave the clothes to Canaan. Still, what was the clothes? He'll be an Evid, he'll be a slave. Aba Oichel Masha Rabbi Oichel. A slave is not so gefelich. You have food, whatever your master eats, he has to give you teeth. You drink the same drinks your master drinks. Kilules Isha. He gave a klola to the Isha. Vanesvegin, Hako, Rotsan Achre. There's a taiva. Men have taiva for an Isha. Everybody runs after the Isha. Kilules Adama. Because Baruch was Makalo the Adama. Still Hakoni Zonani Nemenu. Because even though Hashem gave a klola, it's not the pshat Hashem does everything he could to destroy it. He gave a klola good. But Hako Bottom still gives produce. You still have food to eat from the Adama. Right, the Pasuk says in by Midbar, Klai Yisrael said, Zocharnu es Hadoga. Alf Vaitu, it's also Hemshach from the Mon. We start off talking about the Mon. From the Mon, we learn out. that on Yom Kippur, the pshat from the pasuk of Tanu Sashasechem means a din of not eat. So that's why now further we dash in Yonim about the mon. Slachanu et adoga. Asher noichel b'mitzrayim, or we ate in Mitzrayim. Chinam, free. We ate fish in Mitzrayim, free. That's what the Yidim were complaining about. They remember the dogim, they don't like the mon Hashem gave them now. They rather remember the fish they ate. It's Rabbi Shmuel. Chadoma dogim. It's mamish fish they ate in Mitzrayim. The chadoma no arroyis. That dogim goes in arroyis. That they had arroyis in Mitzrayim. Because before Man Torah, they had arroyis. And after Man Torah was also for them. Man the yom adogim lichsev noichel. Says noichel, they ate. Because mashme means mamish not to eat. It means like fish. Or man the yom arroyis lichsev chinam. What do you mean free? No, they had znus, free. Vashayk is fish, the chui has to pay for fish. Well, for the moment, Laman, the Yom Arroyis, that means they had Arroyis, they had znus then, Ayok Siv Noichel, it says they ate. And the Gemara, Lishna Mal Yenoket, it must have said a nice Lashon. They didn't want to say they had znus, so they said they ate. The Siv, the apostle of the Mishlei, Ochlo Machta Pi, eats, and he wipes his body, it means he has Tashmish, he has znus, but Yom Arroyis out the oven, he says he didn't do anything wrong. So the Lashon of znus also applies to Achila. So the apostle says, the chanu was a dog, v'shenochem, Mitzrayim chinam, means that there they were able to have tashmish, that the arroyos were mutter then. They had a znus then. So the moleman, v'yom adogim, it says they ate fish, I my chinam, what does it mean chinam? Who you have to pay for fish? And the gemara, they have imaisil hi, mehefker. No, the Mitzrayim brought fish to them, mehefker. Or maybe not Mitzrayim, we'll soon see. The yom amar, kisho yisrael shoye v'mayim. When the Yidin went to fetch water, is like Kodesh Baruch Hu mizamun lehem b'teich ha-mayim dogim ketanim b'kadayim. Like Kodesh Baruch Hu made a nest for them, Hashem gave them fish. That was the v'chinamim, like Nefkeir, like Kodesh Baruch Hu gave it to them. So they remember the fish they ate then.
Weiter.
Pishleim l'man l'yom ha-dogim. That's what they eat in Mitzrayim, they're eating dogim. Aval arroyis le pritzibhu. But in Echnami, arroyis they weren't doing. Chayisol and Mitzrayim were not porous in arroyis. Of the Zoy, Hainu the Chsid, that's what the Pasuk says, a Shavach about Chayisol and Mitzrayim, Gan no la choisi kala. That Gan no means that all the choisi, all the besulois, were no. They didn't have tashmas, they didn't have znus. Elo laman di yoma. Arroyis, my in chosim. What does it mean to say that they didn't have znus? They did have znus, they did have arroyis. And the Gemara Mahanech the Asirin, Loi Pritzibu, it just means the things that are also to them, that they weren't poets. What does it mean also to them? Al Zehilchus B'nei Noyach. And Rashi says, Hanech the Asirin Oysen Shoyen Leseros of B'nei Noyach. Because when the Eden were in Mitzrayim, they didn't have a shame B'nei Yisrael, yet it was Koy Deman Torah. They had a din like B'nei Noyach. We go in Hanech the Arminim Sanhedrin, Erva Shebezdin Shoy Yisrael Mamisen Oleam, B'nei Noyach Muzer Oleam. Vein bochel on the surface. Hey, what's also in the raisa? That's also to them also. But our korponim was nesaisif other arroyis later by man Torah. They were mutter to bnei noach. So what was also to bnei noach? They didn't do in Mitzrayim, but there were other arroyis that are only also to Yisrael that they were doing in Mitzrayim. So vishleim leman diyoma arroyis that they were noach. They did do arroyis in Mitzrayim. Hainu dichsiv. That's what it says in the pasuk. Vayishma Moshe son boichel mishpachosav. As after Kabbalah Satorah, Moshe heard the way Klaiso were crying. And with the Gdashin, Al-Iske Mishmachosov, Shenesrul Hem Lishkav Etzlam. They were crying because before in Mitzrayim, they were having znus one another. And now they got the Torah, it came out as also to them, they started to cry that they can't live without Isher anymore. Elo Laman Diyoma, Dogim, my Berchel Mishmachosov, according to you, the Yudashin as Pasuk means, they only ate mamish fish in Mitzrayim. But znus they were not doing, they stood away from all type of arroyis. Even in Mitzrayim, said Bezoi, why did they cry later after Man Torah? Why did they cry? There was nothing new to them. They were not the same Yisroel before also. At the moment, you have their answer in Echnami. Ho v'ho havoi. Both of them were there. Even though we dash and dog him, he just says this posik means they ate fish. But he's also asking they weren't like they did arroyis there also. They were having znus with other noshim then also. Right, the Pasuk says that the keshuim v'yesu avtichim. Hey, the cucumbers and the watermelons. Rabbi Amir Rabasi, chadoma toyim kol haminim tomo b'mon. The mon, anything you wanted to make a taste, tasted. Of etam chameshes haminim alolo lo tomu. But these five things that they complained about, they couldn't make a taste like. The mon never tasted like cucumbers like avtichim. the tomboy. The Chazal one says no. Tam kol aminim tomom. Of a tamon mamoshin. Anything else you wanted it to taste like, it tasted and it felt like that also. Of a halalu, these five things that the Pasuk says is tomom lemamoshin. They tasted it, but it didn't feel like it. The mamish didn't feel like it. Right, the Pasuk says, V'yamon tizera gadloven. The mon was like a seed, a white seed of God, of a flax. Omer Rabasi, Ogula was round to Gida, like the seed, Veloven Kamagolis, and it was white like a pearl. Tani Nami Hochi, God Shedoim Lazera Pishtin, it was like the seed of a flax. Big Vulan in its stalk. Achera Moimrim, God means Shedoim Lehagoda, it's like you hear a story. Shemashechas Liba Shalodim Kamayim. When you hear a story, you want to keep on hearing more and more and more and more. Who would do when they ate the mon, it was so good, it was much, so they wanted to eat more and more and more. Tan Yiduch, God, Shemagid Lem Yisrael, Eben Tishal Rishon, V'Eben Shibul Yachron. It tells them, this son, we have a suffix. What happened? The mother was married to one husband, and then the husband died, and she got married to a second one. So we have a suffix. Is she pregnant from her first husband? And this is a Ben Tesha Tisha from the first husband, or is she from this son from the second husband? So the mon told us. Why? Lal Achron. Yeah, because the father took mon for the whole mishpacha. So depending upon how many people in the mishpacha, that's how much mon he took. So Mele, if this father now took home with him, like, and he saw he only has five portions, and this kid is a sixth kid, so he knows this kid didn't belong to him. This kid was from the other husband. That's why he's not getting panosa for him. The kid, so the mon was nisim, that exactly how many people were in your family, that's how many oimers, how much measurement of the mon came to you. Like the lovon, shemalvan av nesem shay Yisrael. It made white, it was mechaper on them. Rashi says, mitayach shay doigim, Shemala Yorag Mon Lamokar, Hoy Mishab the Libalamokim. His mom is the mon that had to come on, they had before, there was no paspas alloy. They didn't have today food for tomorrow. So every single day they had to have mamish betachin Hashem, that Hashem, please give us tomorrow also. So the mamish did tshuva, so it was mechaper on them. Tanya B'Yesi Yoyner, Kishem Shan Novi Yoyi Magalam Yisrael, Mashe B'Choyrin, Mashe B'Chur Mashe B'Stokin, what's inside the cracks of your house, Kach HaMon, Magalam Yisrael Mashe B'Chur Mashe B'Stokin. Kate said, how would that happen? Shnayim Shebol of Moshe, Ledin, Zerwaimer Avod Daigrafti, this one says, you stole this slave. No, you sold it to me. Tomorrow morning we'll see who really owes the slave. If you find that the mon, an extra portion of mon, came to the first odin, the first master, you know the second one stole it, and really it belongs to the first one. But if you find the extra oimer is by the second one's house, you should know, the slave now belongs to the second one. He sold it to him. And that's why he's getting the extra oimer. If they have a fight, the man says, she started up with me. She deserves to get the gift. No, who's sarcholai? He started up with me. Tomorrow, in the morning, we'll see the mishpat. We'll see where the mon goes. Hey, Masam, she goes to her father's house, and he's home. So in the inside, there's a vase by law, if the extra in her portion goes to her husband's house, be a doer she saw her love, then it's her fault, and really she belongs. Yeah, daf ayin hey, we're holding. Daf ayin hey, amud aleph from the bottom. Come on. Came out with the mon that attested the Eden, that have any fights, we not know who the son was. Whoever got the extra portion of mon, it belonged to him. The Pasuk says, Uveridator ha-tal al ha-machne laila. That the tal came down by nighttime. Yorad ha-mon olav. Then the mon came on top of the tal. Uchsiv, another Pasuk says, Vayetzeom v'loktu. The people had to go out to find it. So the first Pasuk is mashma that the tal, the mon, came down by machnem, like right in front of your house. Right in front of your house was the mon. And the next pasuk says Vayetzei. Now they had to go out to find the mon. Uchsiv, a third pasuk says Shotu Amvelochtu. They had to go and look and to try and find it. It wasn't even close by. Shotu Mashmi had to go seek it. Haketzer had to come out. The three different sukkim. Tzadikim Yorad Al Pesach Batayim. A tzaddik taka, the first posel, came down right in front of your house. You opened up your front door, and right there in the morning was the mon. Beninim, a middle person, is yotzu v'loktu. He had to go out, but he didn't have to go out too far. He went out a little bit, and right away he found the mon. Rishoyim, though, Russia, was shot to v'loktum. He had to go out and seek it and look for it. He didn't find it so easy. That's what happened to the Rishoyim. Ksiv, the pasuk says, lechem. One place it calls the mon like lechem, like bread. Ksiv, ugois, mashma, like cake. Not as good as bread. Ksiv, v'tochnu. Another pasuk is mashma, v'tochnu. You have to grind it. It's mamish like flour. It's not even bread. It's not even cookies. Tomorrow says, okay, said, tzadikim, lechem. To a tzaddik, the mon came down all finished. It was like a good piece of bread. Beninim, ugois, a middle person, not a tzaddik, not a rosho, it was like a piece of cake. It wasn't as good as the bread, but a kopanim was baked already. Rishoyim, the rishoyim, tochnu brechayim. They had to take it like it was like flour, like wheat, that had a mamas grind it, make it into flour, and then first bake it. The pasuk says, oy dochu b'madoichem. Rosh mamas had to take it and grind it up. Om Rav Yehuda, Om Rav, Vitem Rav Yechom Rav Rav Chanina, Melamed Sheyorad Lehem Li Yisroel, Im Hamon Tachshitei Noshim, that with the mon it came down also psalmim, like perfume came down with the mon. Dover Shenidah Pemaducha, something that's chopped up in a chopper, that's what came down with the mon. Rashi says, Tachshitei Noshim, psalmim, type of perfume, Shem Doichet Pemaducham, or else psalm means things that grow that smell very good. So you have to grind it up to make it smell good. Or miskashtois pehem, lios reichen orav lebalayim, that it smelled good, to the women should smell good for the husbands. So that's what came down with the bun, this type of good perfumes, good smelling things. The pasuk says, uvishlu vaporu. They had to bake it. They had to cook it up. So Amr Rabbi Chama, melamed sheyorad lehem liyisroel, im hamon, as with the mon, it came down, tzike kederim. The Barashi says, tavlin, came down with the mon spices, letav shel oriv vusam, to make the mon taste very good and to smell very good. So with the mon came down spices. Then the pasuk says, v'hein meviyu elov, oid nedova baboike baboike. That in the Siyim, they brought more nedovis, and their pashas kisisom, they brought every morning more nedovis to the Mishkan. My baboike baboike, what does it mean every morning? Om Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni, Om Rav Yonison, midovar sheyorad lehem baboike baboike. They brought to the Melechas HaMishkan, they brought nedovis, something that they received every morning. What was that? Melamed sheyorad lehem liyisroel, avonim toivos omagolius, im amon. In the morning, when they received the mon, with it was pearls and good precious stones. So these precious stones that they got in the morning, that's what they gave to the Mishkan. The Nesiim, though, the Roshim of the Shvatim, they brought the Avni Shoyim. And this it says list. Tona, we learned in the Braisa, Nesiim Mamish. It means Mamish, Nesiim means like the clouds. The clouds brought it down. V'cheinu Weimer, Nesiim V'ruach V'geshemayim. There were clouds and winds there, but there was no rain. So the Nesiim means the winds, Mamish, brought the clouds, brought the Avni Shoyim. Like this also came down by the mon every morning. The other Mephoshim learned it came to the Nesiim. There was the rush of the bez, of the rush of the Shevet in front of his house in the morning. He found the Avni Shoyim, but it came down through the clouds. For hoya tamoy ketam leshad hashomin, and it tasted like a leshad hashomin. What does leshad mean? So Amar Rabbi Avua, ma shed ma shad zeh tinek toyim bo kamatamin. Shake off Loshen Shodayim from the breast of the mother. That just like when the tinnik nurses from his mother, is toyamim, toyam bo kama tamim, the milk tastes very good like a lot of different tamim, is af hamon, calls the man, shayisroloichlenoisoi, moitzim bo kama tamim. Every time they ate the mon, it tasted very good. A lot of new tamim every time. A lot of different tastes. Ika the army, some say no, lishayd mamish. Mamish like a shadim. That ma shade zeh mesapel kama gavonim, just like a shade could change into a lot of different colors, is af hamon mesapel kama tamim. Who had been the mon also changed over with a lot of different colors. It looked very colorful. Vayoyim Moshe, v'seis Hashem lochem be'erev bosor, lecho, v'lechem baboikel esvoya. Pasuk that Moshe told them, "V'yem Moshe, that Hashem is going to give you in the evening. He's going to give you meat, and you can eat it. And in the morning, you're going to have lechem, and from the lechem nisvoya, you're going to be satisfied with the bread you eat in the morning." Is Tana Mishmet Rabbi Yishuv ben Kocha. Basa Shesholush Loik Hagin. When Klai Yisrael is asked for the meat, they did not ask right. They shouldn't have asked for the meat. Is Nitel Lehem Shloik Hagin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to them not at a good time. They first received it at night. Because the time to eat meat is at night. So if you first get it at night, it's hard to prepare. Like you should have gotten it in the morning, because then you could have it prepared throughout the day and eat it by night. So they didn't receive it at the right time. You know why? Because they didn't ask for it the right way. My shank came.